Huh?
Skip it.
Yeah, just we come back to that. It's just out of order. Old Testament reading. 2 Kings 22, 3 through 4. In the 18th year of King Josiah, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Zelaliah. Aren't you all glad I'm reading the Old Testament this morning? Yeah, amen. All right. John's going, amen. And I will get these wrong, but I just plow right through them. All right. Son of Meshulam, the secretary, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Helkiah, the high priest, that he may count the money that has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the threshold have collected from the people. And let it be given into the hand of the workmen who have oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the workmen who are at the house of the Lord, repairing the house. That is, to the carpenters and to the builders and to the masons. And let them use it for buying timber, quarried stone, to repair the house. But no accounting shall be asked from them for the money that is delivered into the hand, for they deal honestly. And Helkiah, the high priest, said to Shaphan, the secretary, I have found the book of the Lord in the house of the Lord, the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Helkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan, the secretary, came to the king and reported to the king, your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the house and delivered it into the hand of the workmen who have oversight of the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan, the secretary, told the king, Helkiah, the priest, had given me a book, and Shaphan read it before the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. And the king commanded Helkiah the priest and Hakim, the son of Shaphan, and Akbor, the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the secretary, and Asaiah, the king's servant, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that has been found, for great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers did not obey the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us.
You, however, have followed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions and sufferings that happened to me at Antioch, in Iconium, and at Lystra, which persecutions I endured, yet from them all the Lord rescued me. Indeed, all you who desire to live a godly life in the Messiah Jesus will be persecuted, while evil people, imposters, will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in the Messiah Jesus. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
All right. I only have two kids this morning, but I'll take them. Dada?
Awesome kids.
Yeah. As my former...